Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
And acoustic guitarist.
I'm Kaifer, I play the violin.
I'm Agnes, I play the bass.
I'm Andrew, I play percussion and do backing vocals.
I'm Poch, I play the electric guitar and backing vocals.
Ako po si Tony, I play percussion and sing backing vocals.
Ako po si Pat, I play the keyboard.
And not with us today is Paolo Benjamin, who's on vocals and acoustic guitar, and Jam, who plays drums.
Ayan. Welcome, guys. We're very honored to have Ben and Ben here on SBS Filipino. First question for Miguel. Miguel, bakit ba Ben and Ben yung pangalan ng grupo?
Actually po, yung Ben and Ben, nakakatuwa yan kasi. So, Ben comes from Benjamin, which is the second name ni Paolo, tsaka second name ko. Tapos, laging conversation starter yung what's the name of the band? Oh, Ben and Ben. Tapos biglang, boom, ang daming tao. Tapos, parang, uy, akala ko dalawa lang sila. Ang dami pala nila. And, you know, as weird as it may seem, that's just how it started and we stuck with it. And we just find that it's a nice conversation starter.
Okay, so I'll just touch quickly on both you and your brother, Paolo and you. Curious lang kami dito sa Australia. May kanya-kanyang buhay ba kayo as twins? Because like, yeah, you obviously look alike, like identically. So we wanted to know kung ano, may kanya-kanyang buhay ba kayo? May space ba kayo from isa't isa? Yung mga ganon?
Yeah, alam niyo po, that's a really good question. Kasi we actually used to have not much personal space. When we lived together, and we were fine with that, like talagang ano kami, very close kaming magkapatid. And then earlier this year, I got married, and then of course I moved out. So now we're not living together, but since this band is our work, we still practically are with each other most of the time. But to answer your question, kaming dalawa. And also, all of the band members now, we have our own personal lives outside of the band, even if we're together a lot of the time.
Ano din yung struggle niyo growing up as twins? Did you go through that stage where naku-compare kayong dalawa? Or nagkaroon kayo ng, like, do people get confused who's who, yung mga ganon?
Well, ano eh, nakakatawa kasi, ang balit ng question na do people get confused who's who? Kayo ba? Nalito ba kayo? Nauna nyo kami na rin. Oo, tingnan nyo. Hindi sila nalito. Pero, yung iba go, nalilito sila for some reason. Parang, he's not here today, pero I don't know if kayo po mismo malilito kayo sa pagkakaroon po yung itsura na. And then, like, also to answer the other question, like, growing up, I guess, being with a twin is always an interesting experience. Some twins end up like really having their own separate lives na hindi sila masyadong close. And I guess that's okay. Kasi kanya-kanya naman. Kami though, we really are proud to say that we're close. Very close. And I think yung closeness na yun nadala namin dito sa band.
Touching on love life, so you mentioned you got married last year. Congrats!
Thank you.
Yes. Was there ever a time na tumibok yung puso ninyo para sa iisang tao?
No. Wala naman. Inisip ko talaga yun. Wala.
Thank you for sharing about your personal life. Ngayon naman about music. So, yung passion sa pagkanta, paggawa ng music, pagplay ng guitar, how did it start?
Oh, I think for all of us, we really love music and we knew that we would get into music in whatever way nung bata pa kami. Some of us though, not as a career, but most of us as a career. And I think that's something that's common with all of us.
Dali ko, nung bata ko ba? Alam mo nang tugtog na.
I think that tayo na eh. We have like stereotype na sa school. I think everyone here sa band dahil like the musician in the class. So
kami yung nandun lang sa corner, tapos may ako na gitara, may sariling mundo dun sa sulok. And then, it's interesting how we like found each other kasi we were kind of stereotyped into that and we just so happened to find that as a commonality within us as a band.
Paano nabuo yung group?
Back in 2016, there was a lot going on in the music scene, in indie music scene in Manila. And then, pero hindi pa siya masyado umaabot sa mainstream, I would say. There were these like gigs in pockets of like venues here and there, in coffee shops, in bars, in schools, ganyan. And then, in a lot of those, you would see, of course, like recurring faces na parang, oy, nakita ko siya sa ganito, nakita ko siya sa ganyan. Hanggang sa kami ni Paolo, we slowly befriended them, not knowing actually where it would lead to. Pero when the time came, na, you know, there were these songs that begged for like a bigger arrangement, I would say, musically speaking. Then we tried getting like these newfound music friends together to just work on a couple of songs and perform them live, actually. Because live music is one of the things that we have been very passionate about ever since. In fact, that's why we're 9 in the band. So, afternoon, you know, music brought us together, as cheesy as that sounds, but it's true though. And then, it actually came before the friendship even. Kasi kahit na hindi pa ka, sila hindi sila magkakakilala eh. Kami lang yung common friend nila. But then when we stepped on that stage and we stepped also in that studio, there was just a chemistry there that you can't deny na kahit na ang daming tao, there was just an energy in the room na parang, uy, kakaiba to, hindi mo ito mahahanap anywhere else. And so we stuck with it without any formal commitment yet. But after playing a couple of shows informally in the coming months since then, since we first started playing together, in May of 2017, defined the relationship coming band. Yeah, so we sat down at like a food court and then we talked, now guys, so since nagiging regular thing tong ginagawa natin, why don't we like make it like official and formal? Let's be a band. So yeah. And then after noon, we decided, okay, let's make it a band and let's call it Ben and Ben. So ever since May of 2017, that's when the band officially started, and it took us to places that we've never imagined, like Sydney. So, yeah.
Wow, what a story! So, sa creative process naman, sino yung nagsusulat ng awit at gumagawa ng music? Lahat ba kayo may part, or kayo lang ba ni Paolo ang gumagawa?
The beautiful thing about being in a band is the nature of the group in itself is a collaboration. Not just in performance, but also in music making. So, the songs usually start with kami yung twins. And then, they're just basically like raw versions na parang vocals lang and a few chords. Ganyan. And then, when we work on the songs together, that's when they come to life. Because the recorded music as a full band and the live performance as a full band is just one thing. So, parang when they come to life, while we jam it and we put in our soul, our ideas, our musicality in it, that's when it really comes out and like nabubuo na yung song into its final form. So that collaboration is always something we hold very close to us. And now, not just in music making, but also in performing. So we can't wait to be in Sydney and show everyone what we're very passionate about through the performance.
Yes, very exciting. So, additional question, sino yung mga influences nyo and parang inspiration nyo din in writing your music?
I think one of yung common influences namin is Coldplay. Kasi they're both a group that makes such varied music. But it's also music that makes you feel alive, kind of music that we like making. We like music that gives life. So, yung Coldplay. Tapos individually, iba-iba kami ng influences. Like, very, very different. Like, all the way from progressive metal, to jazz, ballads, K-pop, music, soul. Parang lahat na lang. Parang hot pop.
Yeah.
Wow. So, may mga dream artists ba kayo na gusto maka-collab in the future?
Of course.
Slipknot.
Slipknot.
Yeah. Slipknot kasi nine
members. Nine din sila. Nine members din.
Twice. Nine
twice.
Members sila. So, Ben and Ben, Slipknot, and Twice.
I think Coldplay definitely is like one of the, you know, up there talagang like dream collaborations. A lot of us also love John Mayer's music, so we also dream of, you know, collaborating one day. Sino pa ba? Alicia Keys is one artist na her, Alicia Keys and her, Jacob Collier. The list goes on and on. But there are a lot of artists that we really dream of collaborating with. Of course, one, ano siya, we have many dreams of collaborations in the future. But we're also happy to say that in the past, we have also collaborated with what were previously dream collaborations. And one of those would be KZ Tandinga. KZ, who has now become a good friend of the band, pero we're just a fan of her talent and of her voice and of her energy. And she's also coming over. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exciting. Paano naman manage ang tour given that you are nine guys? At syempre, kasali na dun yung mga instruments. Syempre, meron pa tayong mga kasama si group. So, how do you manage the tour?
Nagsisorry na lang po kami sa mga ibang tao sa pila sa airport. We're so sorry if you are one of those people who have been with us in the airport. Kasi we're like a group of 30 people with 90 bags or something. So,
I like to say that we have a really
solid
team behind the nine of us. Although kami lagi nakita sa stage, we get all of the glory. We look to them and thank them for everything that they do. Sila lahat, our crew, our team, our on-ground management, sound, even our socials, our creatives. Sila yung behind the scenes na heroes talaga of Ben and Ben. And I think it's true also for every artist, you know. I think it's really a team effort doing this thing. So, I'm happy kami. We have our own team.
So there was this one time na ano nung recent lang sa Toronto niya, may isang group sa airport na may 30 students para may international field trip sila. Tapos sabi ko, uy, parang tayo kasi ganun din kami dami halos sa tour party namin. But I guess the benefit of being a lot in the band is we get to share the load. So, if we have a lot of equipment, we have a lot of people. So, tulungan po talaga kami. Kumbaga yung napaka-Pinoy na konsepto ng bayanihan. Talagang bayanihan siya. Sa pagtutulak ng gamit, sa pagbubuhat, talagang where we all help each other.
No chicken and egg din yun. Kung di naman tayo marami, mas konti yung gamit. Great team.
And then the more, the merrier, di ba? Sabi nga nila. Eto, ano yung gusto ninyong impact from the fans given a very influential kayo ngayon?
I think we just want them to, after they watch a show, hopefully they realize something in their lives. Na parang, and then one of the things that we're very intentional about sharing is hope. Because we feel like in whatever situation, whether it's like so deep or like something us just need to get through the day, you know, hope is something that we always feel will never run out of energy and like sharing that hope to people. And also, after a performance, we always want people to make it a memory na parang maalala nila for a while, especially in places that we never have visited and we probably won't get to see in a while. Like, pero hopefully sana pagkatapos ng Sydney makabalik ulit kami.
First time ba ng grupo to Australia?
Yeah, first time.
What are you looking forward pagdating niyo dito sa Australia? Of course, apart sa performance and seeing the Filipino crowd or the Australian crowd, ano yung mga nilulook forward niyo coming here?
I'm a big fan of the Australian wildlife.
You want to see a kangaroo?
Yes.
Wombat, yeah.
Steak.
Yes. Apparently, we have the best coffee here in Australia, Melbourne. But you have to go to Melbourne to get the best coffee. But they have good coffees in Sydney. The coffee's good, yes.
A lot of us in the band like making coffee at home, and we watch a lot of YouTube videos of palaging Australian yung nagtuturo. So.
Tapos ano din? Sana I don't think we'll be able to visit Melbourne this time. I think it's more of Sydney. But from what we hear, Melbourne is a great place for music as well. So someday we hope to like visit Melbourne. But we're also really excited about Sydney because music is very much alive there.
What can we expect from your performance on the 1MX concert? And finally, invite nyo lahat to come see you guys.
When we perform on stage, we always do it as if it's our first and last performance. And in Sydney, it's literally our first ever performance. So you can expect that we'll really give it our 200% energy in the songs that you probably know, but you probably don't then. So, ano, bibigay po talaga namin yung lahat-lahat ng energy sa inyo. And we can't wait to see all of yung mga kababayan, yung mga liwanag, which is what we call our fans, sa Sydney, as we go there for the first time.
Yay, exciting! And lastly, curious ako, meron ba kayong ritual before you actually play on stage? Yeah? What do you do?
We have sobrang corny niya, pero it's okay to be corny sometimes. You know, we have this thing, it's called a chuddle, which is a cross between a cuddle and a huddle. So, yung cuddle parang hug-hug. So, parang gumaganan kami na naka-hug-hug. So, we try to find a word that encapsulates what we would like to remember and embody throughout the performance. So, today in rehearsal namin, birthday ni Jam. So, yung word lang namin, happy birthday, Jam. So, it's a three-word thing, a light energy feel. Then, hamana,
happy birthday, Jam.
So,
wow.
And we also pray, as we always remember to offer our performance to the one who gave us all of these gifts and talents. It brought us together in the first place. So, prayer, then chuddle, then
motivational message.
Yung iba nagsistretch, nag-yoga.
Wow.
Iba-tulog.
Iba-tulog.
Iba-iba.
Parang hot pot.
But we find the ritual very important before the performance because it kind of resets us to focus on that moment. Kahit pa anong nararamdaman mo sa araw mo. Tsaka nahi-unify niya kami. So, we really put importance on that.
That's good. And lastly, ano yung mensahe niyo sa mga aspiring artists na iniidolo kayo?
Ang message namin ay be weird. Because artists are never meant to be in the norm, I would say. And the courage to be able to be yourself. Be weird and be yourself. The courage to do that makes you connect to people who probably don't have as much bravery to be their own selves. So, kanya-kanyang artist, kanya-kanyang personality, kanya-kanyang style, don't be afraid to just be yourself.
Very well said. Guys, thank you so much for your time and we can't wait to see you October 8th. And see you soon. Bye. Salamat.
i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.